The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, read by Dion Mason. The old man had spoken about signs and omens, and as the boy was crossing the strait, he had thought about omens. Yes, the old man had known what he was talking about. During the time the boy had spent in the fields of Andalusia, he had become used to learning which path he should take by observing the ground and the sky. He had discovered that the presence of a certain bird meant there was a snake nearby, and that a certain shrub was a sign that there was water in the area. The sheep had taught him that. If God leads the sheep so well, he will also lead a man, he thought. And that made him feel better. The tea seemed less bitter. Who are you? He heard a voice ask him in Spanish. The boy was relieved. He was thinking about omens, and someone had appeared. How come you speak Spanish? He asked. The new arrival was a young man in Western dress, but the color of his skin suggested he was from this city. He was about the same age and height as the boy.
Almost everyone here speaks Spanish. We're only 2 hours from Spain.
Sit down. Let me treat you to something, said the boy, and ask for a glass of wine for me. I hate this tea.
There is no wine in this country, the young man said. The religion here forbids it.